Park City Historic Alliance Director Allison Butt says a task force made up of city staff and merchants is looking at the issue. Tentatively, they hope to present a report to City Council on July 10th.
You know, how can we accommodate those that live in Park City and get them to Historic Park City and to their place of employment in a fast, easy, convenient way without them parking in China Bridge? How can we make sure that parking remains open for guests? One thing we don't want to see in the future is any kind of additional paid parking in the area. That's why they started paid parking on Main Street in the 90s, was to manage employees. And our goal is to not do that. Our goal is to not put in draconian measures that limit the employee parking, but also then limit the guest experience.
She said they recently sent out a survey to merchants.
We sent out a merchant survey a few weeks ago, finding out, you know, where the employees are coming from and how many employees are in each business. I think it's amazing for people to know how many employees are on the street at any given time. We're seeing, you know, over 900 employees, if not more. We've only had, I'd say, about half the businesses respond. But in the wintertime, we're talking over 1,000 employees on Main Street on a given night. And that's significant. And so starting to understand what that means and what that looks like, and as well, how does that impact our parking?
The survey was asking where Main Street employees are coming from, but said the results were sometimes unexpected.
Majority of our employees do live within Park City, not necessarily Park City proper, but within the Park City area. Only 20% of the employees live between Camas and Heber, which we thought would be a lot larger. And then you're seeing, I think, roughly 20% out of Salt Lake. So it's been very interesting. I think our assumption was that we would have a lot higher number of people out of Salt Lake or Heber and Camas.
We're also looking at what days of the week create a demand.
It's definitely different, kind of a Sunday through Thursday versus Friday and Saturday. So the parking department's doing parking counts, and they're looking at when do we hit certain capacities within China Bridge.
They're also looking at options for how long parking should be permitted in the area.
China Bridge, we moved up to 6 hours 2 years ago or 2 winters ago, and that was mainly because we didn't want our guests to be rushed. We want them to enjoy a wonderful meal and then go shop or see a show or go to the bar afterwards. And 4 hours is tight. You know, we want people to linger and enjoy their time on the street. So we moved it up to 6. That hasn't caused a huge employee problem. You know, most employee shifts are 8 hours. So even 6 is tight. But we will be looking at hours of operation for China Bridge. We'll be looking at the permits that people can purchase to be able to park longer than the 6 hours. Are those at the right price point? And then as well, how does our transportation system work? A lot of our employees work past 11, 12, 1 a.m. We need buses running at 2:33.
The Alliance also held their annual meeting Tuesday night. Among the items, they heard from Craig Sanchez of Park City Municipal about the infrastructure projects along Main, both public and private.
With regards to the infrastructure projects, we're complete with the sidewalks on the west side of the street from essentially 501 Main down to Heber Avenue. So we have one section kind of done for this year, and then we're finishing the east side. Miller Paving's working on the driveway across the post office, 5th Street, this week, as well as moving on down in front of Southwest Indian Traders down to Park City Clothing Company. But then our larger projects for this year are going to be the Bear Bench Walkway, and that's going to be starting right around Arts Festival, I think right at the conclusion of Arts Festival. That will go underway, and that's our main access from the Transit Center to Main Street, so we're really excited to have that done and back open by the winter.
But said they're certainly hoping to see the private projects done soon.
A lot of them seem to be moving forward, which is great in our minds. It's amazing to see the progress on the Main Street Mall. They are just going away after it. And so that's a good thing. You know, parking, the loss of parking due to whether it's the covered walkways or the need for construction staging has been a concern. But I think we're at a point right now where we're trying to just get these projects done, but trying to figure out as well if there's any small tweaks that can be made. So I think there'll be some small follow-up meetings after that.
Allison Butts, director of the Historic Park City Alliance. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.